Hello everyone. We've been in touch quite a lot in writing via the tutor group forum, by email, and by your assignment, and by me writing feedback on the assignment. So I thought it would be nice to speak to you orally as I give advice about TMA2. So, I think it would be useful to look through the instructions, and we can see that TMA2 contains two parts. The first part is to do the SWOT analysis, and it's important to notice that there is a word limit, and the word limit is 800 words maximum. So this means that it should not be over 800 words. You should get close to 800. It wouldn't be a good idea to do 600, but if it was something like 760, then that would be okay. But 800 is the maximum. Note also that the words in the table are part of those 800 words. So what do you do in the first part of the TMA? Well, the instructions say that you write a SWOT analysis of Brompton Bicycles. Brompton Bicycle, I should get the name right. So you write a SWOT analysis of this company. You've already read about the company when you were doing the first TMA. So that time you had to produce a summary of the article. This time you've got a little bit more information. You've got some information from some experts as well as the original information you had. So what is this practicing? Well, it's practicing the reading process that you looked at in session one. And here it's important to be able to take out of the source material the information that is really important. So try to avoid giving me the history unless you think that that's really important. Tell me what's relevant for the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. You will need to be able to talk about influences and impacts. So the influences that have an effect on Brompton Bicycle, and what effect that will be. Now, a lot of the language for that is given in session 3. So look at session 3. You're going to need to write some recommendations. For that, session 5, which deals with proposing solutions, is extremely important. You'll need to write persuasively, and that is covered in session 6. So what we've done so far is we've looked at the guidance notes. It's also extremely important to look at how you are assessed. So if you look at the marking criteria, you are assessed on 5 different criteria. The first one is use of sources. And this is assessing whether you've taken all of the information that is relevant. So you should be looking for all the information that relates to strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. The marking criteria says that there is no plagiarism. This means you will need to make sure that you use your own words, so you are not copying the words of the original text. And you will need to reference appropriately. Referencing is dealt with in session 6 of book 1. So look back at that and try to show me that you know how to reference properly. The second criterion is structure and development of the text. And a lot of what we're looking at here is whether the paragraphs are effectively organized using high-level generalizations to start with. So I might be expecting sentences like Brompton Bicycle has several strengths as a kind of high-level generalization. The rest of the paragraph will give me examples of what these strengths are. So you might be saying, for example, another strength is, etc. Okay, so the structure of the paragraphs is very important. There should be a generalization and then further details coming later. Part C, the third criterion, is academic writing style. So here you need to try to make sure that the text is written in a formal and objective style. Do not use words like we or you. Do not use contractions like don't. Try to use words that seem appropriate for the business context. Try to use the kinds of words that you're reading in the books here, or indeed in any other business studies course that you're doing. The fourth criterion is grammatical correctness. Here the idea is that the sentences should be as accurate as possible, so there should be very few mistakes. You'll need to check your writing before you give it in. Spell checkers and grammar checkers on the Word program can be helpful because they may underline some mistakes you make. But be aware that they won't catch everything, and also sometimes they make mistakes and they correct something that is okay. So one of the most important pieces of advice I would give here is make sure you check your work after you have written it. And the final criterion is the quality of presentation. So the spelling should be correct. You should make sure you have capitals used correctly. So name of the company should be in capital letters. The beginnings of sentences should be in capital letters. The assignment should be within the required word limit. And remember, that is 800 words. Okay, so that's the advice I would give for part one. And part one is 100 marks out of 120. So it is by far the most important part. But there is also part two, and that has 20 marks. In part two, you should submit a reflective piece of writing on the process of writing the SWOT analysis. And here the reflection should be about 500 words. If you look at the guidance notes, it gives you some questions to consider. So I would advise you to answer the questions that are in the guidance notes. And then if you look at the marking criteria, you see how it is marked. By me, so to get between 17 and 20, you need to reflect on the process producing the analysis. So what are the stages that you went to in order to make your table? Responds very effectively to the questions in the task. Makes necessary references to the steps, techniques and ideas taught in the module. So for example, making notes, writing outlines, producing drafts, and shows a good awareness of the intended audience. Well, the intended audience is me. So I hope that this brief chat is useful for you when you're thinking about submitting the assignment. And I hope that it's now clear to you what you need to do. If it's not, please post on the Tutor Group forum and I'll try to answer any questions. Thank you, and I look forward to receiving your assignments.